Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Game of Thrones. The Walking Dead. Westworld. No, that's the West Wing. Westworld. There we go. There have been many podcasts which seek to analyse the complexities, the depth, the plot lines, the hidden story arcs, the beauty of these productions. Quite simply, the world doesn't need another one, which is why we're applying that level of discussion to the bottom of the televisual barrel and scraping it with a weekly celebration of The One Show.
Welcome to you there to the very first The One Show side special, about which you're probably thinking, well, why the hell is there a The One Show side special? There's nothing whatsoever special about The One Show. It's a televisual no man's land of mundanity. But no, well, yes, obviously, but sometimes, occasionally, someone hides a mine in that no man's land, and then the perpetrators sit back to see if it will go off. Two such types are the people you'll meet in a moment, Jamie Rawsthorne, Zach Allsop. And if you heard last week's podcast of ours, you'll have heard us talking about two blokes who were on The One Show at the end of the Louis Theroux episode because they were members of the Louis Theroux Appreciation Society and worshipped him, wore masks of his face, and had Louis Theroux themed parties. All of which got them invited onto the actual One Show, where at Aurea Duba and Alex Jones's behest, they told Louis Theroux all of this to his face, except it was all bollocks.
Now, talking about quirky parties, Louis, do you have you heard of something called the Louis Theroux Appreciation Society?
I don't know that I have.
Don't pretend you haven't.
I've heard.
Don't pretend you. This is your sort of humble thing.
It's an actual real thing.
It's an actual real thing.
They have these parties. I mean, what do you envisage they might be like?
They watch my programmes.
Well, shall we find out? Because Jamie's over there and he organises them.
Come on. Are you serious?
Right, let's go. Jamie, where are you?
Jamie.
Oh, here you are. Hi.
Wow, thank you.
Lovely.
Wow. See, that is sincere, right?
Please. How do you do?
Pleasure.
How you doing, sir?
This is a big moment for the guys.
Who's the organiser?
So that would be myself and Zach.
Wow. You come
over here. Come over here. How are you feeling, Louis? Are you all right about this?
Yeah, this is all right. Yeah, good, nice one.
Yeah, thank you.
What happened then?
So what happened? Yeah, there's around 500 people. We've got our Louis Theroux buntings. We occasionally get behind the cardboard cutout. Oh, sorry. Yep, sorry.
Okay.
Louis Theroux's inside, that kind of stuff.
What sort of music would you play?
It's all sorts, really, isn't it?
Well, get through this.
On their knees to this.
Yeah. Wow. Tops are getting thrown off onto the stage. It's ridiculous.
It's lots of masks.
Come one time.
Is this actually happening in reality, the real world? On planet Earth?
We have gone all over the country with this.
My goodness.
We track them down. They're here. It's the One Show side special.
Thank you. Thank you.
People will have heard our podcast about this. I mean, they won't have watched it because no one watches the fucking thing. But you two, we've tracked you down. We've found you. You blagged it onto the One Show. So, I mean, this is kind of your story, really. But start with why, how, and what.
It didn't actually
take that much planning. So in terms of like how like long the story. But I guess it started 12 hours before we were live on TV.
Yeah, Monday we were live. Sunday we got the message.
So what was the message? How did they track you down?
So our friends work for an events company who look to make money on events. And apparently they thought a Louis Theroux event would be a good way to make money. And yeah, Louis Theroux's doing his tour. I don't even know what it's on. Promoting some sort of documentary that he's got. And they got in touch with my mate. And they know we're two little pranksters who are up for a bit of fun, especially on national TV.
You're actual YouTuber. We've got YouTubers,
yeah,
Mark. We've got young YouTubers in
YouTubers
the studio.
YouTubers get listeners. Look at the views.
They're like Zoella. Yeah.
Just not as brand friendly.
But yeah. So our friends got in touch with us, knowing that we'd be up for it. And yeah,
I think it's worth mentioning, they just had no interest in doing the one show whatsoever. Yeah. They was like, there's nothing in it for us. Partly because it's crap. That's basically when we took the reins and Jamie created like a fake events email.
Yeah.
That's pretty much when the negotiations started.
Yeah,
really.
She wanted to know loads of details. So I created a fake email address, which was eventfulevents@gmail.com.
gmail.com. Like that wasn't a clue to a one show. Of course it wasn't. It's a one show.
No, that was all they needed. Yeah, that was legit. All the credibility they needed. Yeah. Eventful
this
events.
Out. I've heard of Gmail. It's real.
That was my tone. And she said, oh, can I give you a quick call? Because it's in 8 hours. So this was Monday midday at this stage. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. So we got on a call. She was like, what happens at these events? I had to start making up loads of stuff. Like we had
Did
Louis...
you just make it up off the top of your head
off
on the
top
phone
of my
call?
Head, yeah. Louis Theroux's face was projected on the wall. We kept little cardboard cutouts coming out. And the weird thing is, turns out everything that I said did actually happen at these events. Even weirder that they'd actually done it for the one show as well. Like, they brought out all these cardboard cutouts. They'd made cupcakes with his face on.
That wasn't actually our initial plan. So initial plan was... Have you seen the BBC interview where they accidentally got one of the janitors who was in for an interview?
Guy Gover.
You know him well, then.
So that was our initial concept for the video we wanted to make. We wanted to basically... The idea that Jamie was like a plumber in to do the bathroom or something like that. So we're going to kit him out in like a polo shirt and like a pencil behind his ear, like whatever, kind of... builder, plumber kind of attire.
Do one over on the one show, basically.
And at that point, we're going to try and do the whole... We thought we was on the couch. So that's we thought we were going to have like a bit of time to play with. Mm. So that was the initial idea. Then kind of it became evident we had less and less time and we were getting squeezed. Jamie's in Manchester, I was back in Bristol. So it kind of, the idea that we came up with was just like be super fans and worship the ground that he's standing on.
Because you had an idea, didn't you, that, you know, having watched the video, the full video, which is you guys setting it up, planning it, then the clips of the telly and then the aftermath in the dressing room and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You had this idea that you would bow down to Louis Theroux. That was big thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. So we were originally going to try and trick the BBC even more by saying like, on national TV live, like, oh wait, sorry, what? We're on TV now. What? We're not meant to be here. We're meant to be here for a job interview. So that was the plan.
That would be ballsy.
Exactly. Yeah. That would be
very
ballsy. And I think like it was one of them where we play it by ear, and if it would have worked, because we didn't want them. We didn't want to just sabotage the whole show and just being like, look, you know exactly.
I mean,
what
they self sabotage. I don't know why.
I mean, it's already done a good enough job itself. You know what I mean? We didn't want to dig them into the ground even more. Yeah, we ended up going for this one, which is just as good. And yeah, we were like, right,
Louis. When it happened, it was a weird thing because they sort of threw to it and said, you know, have you heard of the Louis Theroux Appreciation Society? And he sort of said that can't be a real thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they obviously moved away from the green sofas, brought him over to you guys, who this was right at the end of the show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But the whole time, he just looked uncomfortable about it, didn't he?
Louis Theroux has seen some very strange things, and he said the line, is this real life? Honestly, I was quite proud of that. If we're the thing that has amazed him most by bowing down to him on TV.
I think without the bowing down and stuff like that, I don't think it would have been as good. So that is why we kind of set those little kind of tasks for us to do, I guess, because we wanted to make him feel uncomfortable. It was a very uncomfortable environment the whole show.
Everyone
involved in it just looked a bit weird. Like the audience members they had in was just all over the shot, and it was also last minute. And it, that kind of just added to it, really.
Yeah. Did you, when you got there, well, I mean, talk us through the process of getting to the one show. So you they meet you at the door, you get shown, you get a dressing room. Did you get a dressing room?
So we had a little meeting room. We had I had a train down from Manchester already, but I should have got them to pay for an upgrade. So I made a little joke on the phone, like, oh, I'm going to get first class, but they didn't take it. I should have done, because they paid a bit of money for them cupcakes with his face on. So I imagine
how much money did they?
I don't know. There was about 30 cupcakes with his face on. There was a cake with his face on. Bunting.
I saw the bunting,
The cutout, which is behind it.
Yeah, I see you brought a cutout into a mainly non-visual medium. That's fine.
They can picture it now.
It's just nice having him peek over the top there, over just behind the microphone.
I'm impressed, because we're now standing. We're sitting. Well, he's standing. Louis Theroux's cut out, but you and I, Mo, are now genuinely with two people from off of the one show and a cardboard cutout that's been on the one show.
I mean, the other thing is, I recognise the guys from that show, because we watched that show. Yeah. And we there was nothing. What was clever about it is there's nothing where you go, oh, this is obviously set up.
Oh, really? Right.
You just watched it and went, this is uncomfortable.
Because that's what I'm quite intrigued to know. What did it look like? The nut, because we made this for, so we got about 30,000 subscribers. We made it for our viewers, and we had so many comments saying they were just watching the one show with the nans, and they bloody saw Zach and Jay up there.
Yeah,
and like, what the hell? So we didn't really care what the however many people who watched the one show thought
about
it.
5 million people.
Yeah, the 5 million people. Yeah, so what did it actually look like for people who
just
didn't
looked
know
like
who
the one show? It's insane, anyway.
Yeah, your clever thing was to do the bowing at the start, because that was the thing that set up what you were. So when you spoke afterwards, you were like, these are two lads who bow to Louis Theroux. Yeah. So anything they say is going to be off kilter anyway. This is all wrong from the start.
This doesn't feel right.
So you set your stall up really, really cleverly. I didn't for 1 minute think, oh, there's something going on here. I just thought, students.
Fucking weirdos. But no, going back to the previous question, we arrived in the building. I wasn't even going to be on the show. So the initial concept, I thought they only wanted one of us. So I was just going to come up, film, and just watch, basically. I was going to be part of the audience. And then someone who was like a runner on the show was basically like, oh, what is your involvement? And then I started saying I was like the guy who used to get on stage topless and would like direct the crowd to bow to him and all that shit. So then she was like, oh, right, do you want to be on it? I was like, yeah, go on then. So at that point, the whole show is like that. We got taken down. So we're kind of like in this little area. They gave us some Maltesers, they gave us some crisps.
Minstrels, crisps,
really,
they're
really buttering us up.
Welcome to showbiz, guys. Here's some Maltesers.
We didn't even have our own room. It was like a load of seats, it was basically like a little waiting area, basically, next to a water fountain. So we had a few of the team come back and forth. I'm like, who are you? And we were getting like told that basically everyone thought we were students that ran these parties, and so everyone was coming out and asking us questions about it. So we were kind of just practicing back and forth with these people while we're waiting. And then Jamie came up with the idea to write a poem. So pretty much 20 minutes till air.
As much as we can at this stage, I think.
Yeah, we're thinking,
the minstrels are out and Zach's in. Like, fuck it, let's go to town.
So we're like 20 minutes till airtime, and pretty much like everyone was ready to go, like it's scrambling around us. I was kind of chilled out. I'd just been on a mega bus, so I was knackered. I'd like slept all the way up to London. He was wired off.
I was mentally preparing myself to go and do that Guy Nagoma stunt and say, like, what am I meant to be doing here on live TV? So I was pretty nervous. I'd had two coffees, so I was all over the show.
So yeah, it was kind of like a big difference between both of us. Then we just started crafting this poem, which we ended up getting squeezed on. They just didn't want the poem to happen. So we basically got walked down after like kind of 10 minutes to go, and we walked in on them kind of doing a run through, and it was really weird because I thought we were going to go back upstairs. So I was just kind of chilled, like, right, when we're just getting shown around the set, yada yada. But yeah, they kind of pretty much left us there just to stand around. And
so you had to stand there for the whole show, watching that unfold.
The thing is, because we watched the last 10 minutes of the show while they're doing the run through, and it was really weird because they were talking to, I guess, a producer or someone in a different room who was watching it, giving them feedback, and we could hear them over some speakers, so we could hear them speaking to someone else. I thought they were talking to us, so I was like kind of half replying, not knowing where we were, replying to these guys who were speaking to their producer, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was like proper spinning me out. Yeah. There was like voices coming from everywhere, like people delivering cupcakes and like this little shrine that we had to stand next to.
So yeah, we had nothing to do with that shrine, by the way. Everyone thought that shrine was dead weird, including
us. Oh, we did. I genuinely thought it was your shrine.
So yeah, we kind of, they get printed t-shirts for the audience to wear. They were like,
which we assumed was you. Because that's how they set it up, wasn't it?
So they wanted an appreciation as well. And we was like, nah.
Yeah, we had to tell them, nah, we're not waiting. That's too far.
Look, we're just here to ruin the show.
Yeah, we're here to fuck around. We're not being lucky.
We're going to need more Maltesers if you want. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Rule of Three, a podcast about comedy. I'm Joel Morris.
I'm Jason Hazley.
And as usual, we're joined by someone who makes comedy to talk about something funny that they love.
Martin's voice
really
jumped up just onto my back and sneaked round to the side of my neck and went down my throat and then came out again. And suddenly, there he was.
I think I'm the only scaffolder or ex-scaffolder to have been on a BAFTA top stage.
There's more money in faces.
There's more money in faces, but there's no control. That's what I like. I can't control where I put my face.
And Rory sort of pitched to James, can flute be the last word? Because I think that's the funniest word to end on. And James went, I know it is, and that's why I don't want it to be at the end.
But there's this idea that there's a limited amount of space for funny. It's like when men think they have to go out with someone who's not funny. As if, like, but if she's funny, what'll I do? You're like, you'll both laugh! You will both have a laugh!
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're there. What point did you decide that you weren't going to sort of reveal that you were there for a wrong reason?
I think, there was about... Well, we kind of went down saying, I don't know, we were kind of like... If we can get away with it, we'll go for the first option, which is the real big. And like, we don't want to look like we're obviously doing it on purpose of pretending to be on the pretending that we're not going to be there. And I think we kind of realised that would be the case because we did a run through and we knew that we kind of acknowledged why we were there.
Gotcha.
Plus that we had barely any time. We thought we were going to get a good chunk. I don't know why we thought that, but we were literally
the
last.
Egos.
We were headlining next to Louis.
We're going
to
get more than Louis here.
Yeah. On the sofa.
Not on YouTube now.
This is
missing one.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, we did the run through. They didn't even acknowledge me. They then never put me in the script either. I was such a last minute addition. I was literally just like his little side man. So I was stood by the side. They were like, "Oh, we got Jamie here,"
This is the beginning of the end for this relationship. Yes.
He was doing all sorts to get some attention. He was like stroking Louis shoulder and stuff.
It was at that point where we did the run through. We mentioned we had a poem. They were like, right, do the poem. And we hadn't memorised it, so they put Jamie on the spot. Jamie was scrambling, trying to think of his poem.
This was in the run-through,
It was shocking. And they were like, nah, we're not doing the poem. So I was like, right, we were kind of fully intending to try and squeeze it in, just by like kind of interrupting the show and being like, oh, we got a poem for you, and kind of, but it never happened. They're pretty.
And
on
you
the
realise how television stuff. Works. Yeah, and they thought they really are moving people. Yeah, yeah, what was? Yeah, what, yeah, can you remember any of the poems?
We definitely rhymed you with you at one point. It wasn't great. It ended with, thank you, Louis, for being you. That's what I remember.
Right.
I think it was a strong ending. And we definitely cut out one of the lines in the middle because it was going on about his documentaries being the best thing since sliced bread.
He started off by looking bemused. As though he didn't quite believe it. But then I think you convinced him. I think the worshipping convinced him. The cupcakes certainly had an effect on him.
Yeah.
The one show slightly hoisted themselves with their own petard there, didn't they? They put a load of stuff around it, which made you guys seem more kosher.
Well, yeah, very much.
The bit at the end, so when they did that thing, they sort of had to cut it all dead for time, didn't they? They went to that couple who actually, assuming they were real and won't be on our next side special, who'd met.
Tragic.
Because she put on a Tinder profile, I want someone like Louis Theroux.
If you'd have said
there was two hoax guests on the One Show Louis Theroux segment, you would say it was clearly the ones you'd met on Tinder.
Fucking hope they would meet.
But they kind of outdid you with weirdness. I mean,
they
pissed me off a bit, actually, because they weren't in the run through either.
They weren't.
They rocked up last minute.
Yeah, they were both in grey. Like, they were wearing the same thing as well. They were both in like grey. One of them was in a turtleneck. I was like, you.
One thing I wonder is, how did BBC get hold of them? How did they know that exists?
So that's that crack research team, you see. But yeah, you were kind of outweirded. But then they spoke to them, which kind of cut your poem and everything else off.
Yeah.
And then they had to end the show really awkwardly and quickly. But then, obviously, the sound cuts because the theme tune comes in.
Yeah,
right? But
yeah.
The visuals are still there. Yeah. So Louis Theroux leaned over to both of you and shook your hand. Yeah, what did he say?
I think it was like acknowledgement of that he appreciates what we're doing. He just as genuine as like really good to meet you. Love to
did
hear
it
what
after
you're
doing. Then and it cuts and the floor manager so goes, okay, we're over.
So we've got a complaint about this section.
Once the cameras were cut,
fuck this guy, right? I'm gonna say something right. So in all fairness to Louis, he's a lovely guy. Honestly, he was genuinely best. He was sound and he was open to taking photos. He said thank you and everything. And right at the end, just before he's about to leave, this guy. Goes, oh, can we just get one quick photo? And he sits Louis down with the two presenters. Is it Alex Jones?
Alex and Matt Baker.
And so we're like, oh, can we get one on the sofa? We're only here for the content and for a bit of a laugh. And a photo with Louis Theroux on a sofa when we're not even meant to be there is it's really what we're fucking after.
Yeah.
That's the cream of the top.
Even if we weren't taking the piss, like we're people that took time out of our days to
even if we weren't taking a piss, we still want this.
And this guy,
so he's taking the photo. And then I try and ask for the phone. Hi, Louis, can I get a phone? He's no, he's got to go. And then I just keep saying, well, no, I'm just going to ask Louis himself. And he's like, no. And I ask Louis, he's like, yeah, okay. And this guy goes, oh, go on then. Takes a photo. And I'm like, oh, at least we got one. Zach kept saying, oh, I hope we get the photo before we leave the building. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm sure we'll get it. Next day, keep plastering, because we want it for the video.
We rang about 20 times.
Didn't get back the next day. The next day, they've sent us the photo of everyone, so even the audience and stuff, but not the one that we got with Louis next to the sofa. Turns out that one ended up blurred and completely invalid. So
we've got a conspiracy
Alex, head of talent at the One Show.
We've got
you.
Another name for the book. Do you think they rumbled you at all?
No, definitely not.
I mean,
the thing is, the kind of the runners and all the staff that we had contact with, they're all really, really nice. So we felt a bit bad at the end. But no, we didn't. Because again, we didn't fuck anything up for their actual live TV show.
No, you didn't.
It was kind of a victimless crime, so at the end, it was like. Yeah, which is better for the video,
probably
I think,
more
anyway.
Entertaining than what they could have got. Anyway, two like nervous students.
We only found you because obviously we watch it.
Yeah.
How did you find out about
it? Well, here's the thing. So we talked about it on last week's podcast. So
and I'm really pleased that if you go back, it's not like we go, what a couple of twats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were waiting for that.
We were just at that thing of just going, that was weird. Louis Theroux looked weirded out by that.
Anyway, we likened it to the Alan Partridge episode where there's a shrine and Alan goes around someone's house and it's all about, you know. So we talked about, but you know what? It was so in character for The One Show.
Yeah.
It just felt like The One Show.
Again, I mean, like you say, there was a couple who met on Tinder because he thought he looked like Louis Theroux. It's the sort of show that if you do go in and do something fictional, what there's no difference.
Yeah.
There is no difference. No.
Yeah.
You know, that couple might not exist. And also, it doesn't matter.
One of our listeners, I think, tweeted me with a tweet that said, oh, you guys, us, were taken in as well.
Right.
I think something you'd put on Twitter about it.
Which
is, and I was like, oh my God, what's this? And then I obviously found you and just went, do you want to come and talk about this? hence, here you are.
Did you get to talk to Alex and Ori at all? Do they come and have a chat with you?
The beginning when I tried to do that poem in the run through, didn't have the notes. I was like, oh, it's going to be dead quick, please. Because we were kind of, even better content for us, just to take the piss even more. We're doing a poem, for fuck's sake, to Louis Theroux. That's such a weird thing on national TV to do. And he was like, oh, no, I think we'll leave it out. I was like, oh, no, it'll be really good content. And he was like, no, we'll leave it out, So, yeah, he left a bit of a bad taste in my mouth, but he's probably a lovely man.
They were doing the run through and they were pretty busy. Yeah. And then after the show, they pretty much got a photo and bounced straight away.
When afterwards, what happens to you? Do they just kick you out of the building? Do you get another Malteser? What do you get?
I robbed Louis through. I robbed the kind of cutout. Yeah. I made sure that we secured that. Yeah. Went back upstairs, got some more snacks.
Like it's a military operation.
Secure the Louis. Pretty much as soon as it was done, they wanted everyone out of the building ASAP. I guess everyone wanted to get home. And then we just got our stuff. They had booked a taxi for us and we left at the same time as Louis, actually. He actually left on his bike. So we were in like some Mercedes taxi and he was in a pushbike. Yeah.
Isn't it weird though that The One Show has this way of booking guests and not just checking the details, but also when they arrive as a Louis Theroux Appreciation Society with nothing on them about Louis Theroux, the BBC go, oh, so we'll sort that. And they do a massive cut out of Louis Theroux, some cupcakes, some bunting and some T-shirts, none of which were yours.
No.
But the implication they gave was, this is all yours. Yeah, that's fakery.
When I was on the phone, that was what I said that we had at the event. So I don't know about the cakes. That was the only thing that we didn't have at the events. But the cutouts... So it was everything that I'd said was on the event.
Yeah, I mean, they
but it just wasn't my
They didn't
stuff.
Make it seem like you hadn't brought it along.
Yeah.
It seems a bit weird that your license fee is spent on making a load of Louis Theroux cupcakes.
Yeah. You, together, have wasted license money on this fictional
I would
nonsense.
Argue it was more entertaining, so we've actually added value for the taxpayer of Britain.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. It does make me worry a little bit about how The One Show book guests.
Fake news, fake news. Yeah. You don't know what you've seen on there.
When I asked to take Louis, I just thought I'd check with the woman that we're kind of like liaising with, and she was like, I'm gonna have to check with the props department. I was like, what the fuck else are you gonna use that for, really? Come on.
It's also when you get close to it, it's quite low res.
It works
on TV, but it's hardly like a museum.
It's really sad.
Was it a good experience though? Did you enjoy it?
Well fun.
Yeah, it was well funny. We were in the taxi on the way home. We had Louis Theroux kind of like sprawled across his taxi driver's car, like half in the back, half in the front, and we were just pissing ourselves. We're like, what a fucking way to spend a Monday night.
Yeah.
It was good.
That's what everybody says about when they've been on The One Show.
Yeah. What shocked me though about the show is how last minute and fucking all over the shot it was, and everyone involved in the show, the staff, I was like, is it normally like this? And they were like just laughing saying yeah. So it seemed like everyone is kind of aware.
Talking about like how it's booked, I mean the reality is, had you been genuine and had you been two people who were really into this, they booked you on they first contacted you Sunday night. On a Sunday night. To do Monday's show. They've known that Monday show is coming up since the show started. They always do a show on Monday, and they left it till Sunday night to try and work it out.
It's weird, actually.
There you go.
I don't know
what they would have done if we weren't there. I don't know what they would have done to fill that little segment.
They got two other people and asked
them
to fake
probably,
it.
They'd have gone around every dating app trying to find Louis Theroux fanatics. We only fuck when he's dressed as Louis. Shut up. Anyway, look, this has been great. I think
absolutely fantastic and well done as well. I mean, do you know what's great about it is you did a hoax that was entirely entirely convincing. And also wasn't, you didn't sort of just go, fuck the Pope. Yeah. And, you know.
Oh, the temptation was there, man. The temptation was there.
Do you want to shout
fuck the Pope
now?
Fuck the Pope now.
Fuck the Pope. We've been hoaxed. Yeah. You should, before you go, tell us how people can see your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
The Zach and Jay Show on YouTube. I think we're the only Zach and Jay Show on YouTube, so if you bang that in, then our new videos will come up. New videos every Wednesday. Yeah. Make sure you subscribe if you like it.
I've got to say that I am a bit anxious that you were actually genuine and that this is the hoax.
Well, to be fair, we didn't know this one would be coming about, so it'd be a bit of a shot in the dark if that was the case.
Didn't we put this one in more in advance than the actual one?
We've got a better guest booking policy for this podcast
and the one show, and we pay the same,
which is nothing. We haven't even got Maltesers.
Yeah, meeting the pub downstairs. About that,
listen, thank you so much. That's Zach and Jay. Zach and Jay Show on YouTube. Of course, subscribe, rate, review. You know, regular service will be resumed for the one show, Mark. Thank you very much indeed.
Hey,
as well. I'm John Holmes. Thank you for listening.
Cheers, guys.
Are you really? It's finally blowing my mind. I'm sorry.
Well, that is it for tonight. Thank you, Lee. You can see the documentary on Sunday, 9 o'clock on BBC Two.
Yes, indeed. We'll be here tomorrow talking to Brainbox's Professor Brian Cox and Wordsmith Susie Dent. See you guys then.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.